2 weeks into this crisis, and finally we're seeing pictures of President Asif Ali Zardari out meeting victims of this flood in northern Sindh near the hard-hit town of Sukkur, which has been the focus of so much of this rescue effort. Of course, President Zardari has come in for stinging criticism for going ahead with his visit to Europe, to the UK, to meet British Prime Minister David Cameron and to visit his family's French chateau in Normandy, while the death toll here spirals higher and higher and the number of people affected reached into the millions. It now stands, of course, at 14 million.
What the extradition means exactly, I don't understand the exact word for it.
The extradition means you can require that the governor of Michigan send an extradition warrant to you down here to me, requiring your return to Michigan. That takes some time. That takes about 3 months.
Right.
You'll be sitting in the Fulton County Jail while that takes place.
I mean, why should I wait 90 days, right?
Well, that's up for you to decide.
I mean, that's the most common sense. It sounds more logical to go right now than waiting 3 months. Is that correct?
That sounds that way to me.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you have too much sensitivity.
It's
and
okay
not enough sense of humor. Well, it depends how it's said.
Is it okay to say that word? Is it ever okay
it's
to say that word?
It depends how it's said. Black guys talking to each other seem to think it's okay.
But you're not black. They're not black. My
I see. So a word is restricted to race. Got it. Can't do much about that.
I can't believe someone like you is on the radio spewing out the n***, and I hope everybody
I didn't
heard
spew
it
out the n***er word. Right. I said, that's what you hear.
Heard it.
Yes, they did.
I hope everybody heard it. So what
they did, and I'll say it again. Is what you hear on HB. Why don't you let me finish a sentence?
29-year-old Gigi Johnson had fallen asleep, and that's when her car veered off Adamo Drive. A worker pouring concrete in one of the columns radioed it in. And a supervisor for PCL Civil Construction rushed to the scene. Daryl Schreiner says he grabbed a tool to break windows, known as a center punch, from a Tampa police officer and then jumped into the dirty water, swam over to Johnson, who had been frantically trying to break the windows with a baseball bat for several minutes, but to no avail.
She was really scared. She was trying to break the window from the inside, couldn't get it broken. So I just went and broke the window and helped her get out of the car.